Kedushin, Per Gimel Mishnah Ches. We just learned the previous Mishnah that a father has Mikoyach, the Pasuk of Ezbiti Nesati Loish. A person has the Koyach to be Nemon that he was Mekadosh his daughter, even though it's a Davish Be'er, the Torah gave Nemonis like to aid him to a father. The Mishnah continues along that idea, Kidashti Ezbiti, I was Mekabel Kedushin for my daughter, obviously it was a Ketana, it's the only one he could be Mekabel Kedushin for. But he says like this, he was Mekadosher, so he's Nemon. The Torah never says that a father is Nemon, that he was Mekabel get for his daughter. If we know that a young girl was married, there were Edim that saw the Kedushin, they made. If the father then says, I was Mekabel Gerushin, lav dafka, you're going to believe him. But however, if the whole nemonus that we have of the Kedushin is only Mekoyach the father, see, he says, Kidashti of Vigerashti Kshikhtan, as far as we're concerned, she's a regular 9-year-old girl, she's not Nashis Ish. He says, she was, and now she's Ois. Avada is an Afkamina, because now she's a Grusha, she's also to a Koyin. But essentially, what he's doing is he's saying there isn't a Davisha Be'erva. Varei Ketana, is she still a Ketana? Nemon. Many Rishonim, you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, the Ran, the Ritva, and this is the way it's Kepasuk in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Sugya and Ksubas Daf Kof Beis, hold that this is the reason why a father has Nemonis for Gerushin, not because Batsim he's Nemon, but because he said Kidashtir v'Gerashtir. Let's say he would say Kidashtir, okay, we say Mazel Tov. We walk away, a half year later he comes back to us, and he says, I was Mekabel to get my daughter, he's not Nemon. Because his nemonis is together with the Kiddushin. Now she's Muhzekas before Nenu as an Eishes Ish. She's not Nemon to say she's not. This is the way the halacha is according to many of the Rishonim. Lemaisa, there is a Shita. You look at the Tosfos Riazokin on the side, which is in the side of the Gemara Kedushin. Tosfos Riazokin is not from the Tosfos Ri, not from the Bali Tosfos. It's from Rav Avrom Minahor, which is a later Rishon. A pirush that's gebayt very often on the Rambam, and sure enough, over here, look at the pirush of Rambam. You see a psmuchim ledov. It sounds like they learned the Mishnah kipshutoi that he's nemon on kedushin, he's nemon on gerushin. As biti nosati lo ish hazeh means he's nemon to say he gave his daughter lo ish hazeh. He's nemon to say she's to him, not to anybody else. He's nemon also on the who, and he's nemon to remove her as long as she's still a ketana. If she's a gedolah, he says he was mekadosh many years ago, about his name on the gedushin, he's not name on the kedushin either. Agav, when a daughter is 15, a father is not nemon. He doesn't have that koyach on his daughter. The nemonus that a father has on his daughter to say kibalti kedushin bishvilo is only when she's a ketana where he has the koyach. Sort of like a bailus, like a biyodoy. It's not a regular edus. The Torah gave him a nemonus because it's his koyach to be mekadosh. It even has a little bit of a sound of a migul. Since, anyways, he could marry her off, so he's also nemet to say that he did marry her off. So the Mishnah continues, what we just said, Kidashtiyo v'gerashtiyo kishi ketana. He says Kidashtiyo v'gerashtiyo, that was when she was a ketana. Varehi gedola, now she's a gedola, eino nemon. According to the Tosfos Riazokin, we just said, we're saying that the father has a nemonis to say Kiddushti v'gerashtiyah, so he has no nemonis, she's a gedola. There's no parsha of nemonis for a father. It's only when it's biyodoy to marry her off or be mekabel her get. That doesn't exist when she's a gedola. According to the other Rishonim, the way we still spoke out, the Kiddushti v'gerashtiyah is alts pesha also. So it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a nemonis. Over here, he doesn't have a nemonis to asa her to a kohen. When she's a ketana, since he could say Kiddushtiyah, so he says Kiddushti v'gerashtiyah. But Lamaisa, after the Gershon, she's Asur to a Kohen. She's a 20-year-old girl. She's in Shidduchim. A boy whose name is Katz came up. He's a Kohen. The father says, Zolstavisin, when you were a Ketanik Kedashti v'Gershti, you're not a Baldova now on this girl. So, Meli, you can't ask her the Kohuna. Frektach HaShadah, by the way. What about Asuring a Bas Yisrael Al Tzeirechonam Bisuru? Chor, the Isur to a Kohen is not a Dovah Shabarva, because he's saying that this Chayv Elam is not allowed to get married to somebody. That's Dovah Shabarva. You're creating a status of Arayis, an Erva Grusha. It's a Psul Lekuhuna. So, the Tosfos Ri, the famous piece over here in Daf Samach Vov, pulls out of this Mishnah a Maskona that saying, defining a person's status, who they're mutter to, or they're not mutter, saying on somebody that they're a mamzer, saying on a woman that she's a grusha, she's a zayna, she's a sura l'kayin, the halach is that's considered davar shebe'evah because it regards a person's marital state. Even though it's not negei kedushin tafsiba, loy kedushin tafsiba, it's a davar shebe'evah. The problem is that the Rambam, a famous piece of Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tezayin Halacha Vov, seems clear that Neid Echod could be made that a woman is a grusha. How does he explain this Mishnah? This is a famous kasha that Achrenim grapple with. The whole shtickel Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz Vov Perek Tezayin, Tezvov, you know, Sameach, other Achrenim talk about it. That's the din that's Mavur. Nishbeis uptisio, ben shi ktano, ben shi gdoilo eino nemon. The same type of idea, where a person is not a father, unaffiliated, says that a certain woman was nishbeis, where she becomes asur to kohenim. We learned the Mishnah Ksubis that if she was in a place where the goyim were fully in control under certain circumstances, she's assumed to have been nivelas ba'inis to a goy, and she becomes pasul kohuna. So nishbeis updisiha, and lamaisa she was pulled out of shevi, but lamaisa she was there. The halach is, you're asking her l'kuhuna, ben shi ktana, ben shi gedoy, lo enin emon. The Mefarshim explain, the Rav says this way, alpi the Gemara, and this is the goes to the raid that we just said, that what the Mishnah means to say is, even if the father says it, the father can pasal his daughter l'kuhuna. He could say, kidashtia v'gerashtia. So l'char, he can pasal her daughter l'kuhuna, but he can only pasal his daughter to kuhuna in the context of marriage, not in the context of nivellas l'pasaloi. Not for all the Yisroel. He doesn't have a din to say on his daughter, Lamashal, that she's a mamzeres. He has a din to say his daughter was married, and therefore, obviously, she's a grusha. So the din is enenemen. Misha'oma b'shas misosoy. A similar idea of a person having an emonus out of context of edus, but just in terms of the relationship. Misha'oma b'shas misosoy. Yesh li bonim. The aloch is nemen. A person says he's about to die, and it looks like he doesn't have children. His wife is going to be Zkuka Liyibum. He's Megala, a deep, dark secret that he was married once before, and he has children. Now, there's really two ways that she would not be Mechuyev B'Yibum. Either that he has children, so Mele, it's not Umesu Ve'en Le'Bonim, or, alternatively, he doesn't have brothers. So if what he says, B'Shas Misa, is Yesh Libonim, then he's Nemon. The Pashtus, you learn the Gemara over here, the Pashtus is that the Mishnah is talking about, we have no idea if he has children. Not the way we just said it, that he's a person who lived his whole life childlessness, and then he's Megala that he does have a hidden away child someplace. No, we have no idea if he has children. We also, he's not Muchsik on having brothers. Therefore, there's no Yibum V'Chalitza waiting in store for her, because there's no brothers. In other words, she's becheskas enes kukaliyibim because there's no brothers. Even though we don't know about children, but we also don't know about brothers. If he says he has children, he's not changing her status. And that's why he's nemon. Masha'enken, if he says yesh liachim, in front of us we have somebody who doesn't have children, and he also is assumed not to have brothers, memela, she's muteres, she's becheskas muteres l'shuk. The husband is Neman. He's not going against her status quo. If he says Yesh Liachim, however, Einu Neman, because now he's being Mechadish that his wife is Becheskes Zkuka Liibum. This is the Pashtus of the Mishnah. This is the way the Gemara seems to say on Daf Samach Dal. However, when you learn the Sugya with a Hekiv, the same Mishnah appears in the 8th Perek in Bava Basra. Over there is a Shaila on a person saying Yesh Libonim B'negei Hilchus Yerusha, Perek Yesh Noichlin. And over there, in context, the Mishnah sticks in that a person could say, Yesh Libonim, to be Matir Ishto, even if he has brothers, and she's Becheska Skuka Libim, he could say Yesh Libonim, and the reason for that is this. A person has the ability right now, before he dies, he could give his wife a get. We learned a lot about this in Maseches Gittin. One of the impetus of sending to with a shliach a get to a wife before a person dies is in order that she shouldn't be zkuka liibum. So over here he has a pashtamigu. He can give her a get. Since it's biyodoy to give her a get, so that biyodoy gives him an amonus and he's nemen to say that no, even though she's becheskas, not having that he doesn't have children and he does have brothers, he's nemen to break through that. Masha'enkin, the sefer, where she's becheskas, not having children, but not having brothers, so she's becheskas, not being skukalibum, and he's megala, not the deep dark secret that he has children, but deep dark secret that his father had a child. He has a brother, Menoach. And because of that, we say that there's a brother stuck someplace on the other side of the globe, and he tells his wife that even though you think that you could get remarried right after I die, the emes is that you're aguna because you're zokuk, you're skuka for a brother someplace else. That he can't be mechadish. He doesn't have biyode to asur his wife. So Meli doesn't have nemonis. The sefer, the Mishnah, finishes off with something else. Hamechadish is bitei stam. Ein habaygris bechlal. Somebody's mechadish, or rather, he's mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter. Somebody says, "Bitcho mekudeshes li b'tabazu." En abaygus bechlal. He has younger daughters. He has older daughters. The baygus are not bechlal. Now, lechayer, this mission doesn't have to be written. He doesn't have a koyach to be mekabel kedushin for a baygus. He can't marry off his daughters a baygus. You have to tell me that the baygus is not bechlal. He has five daughters. The shalos who he was mekabel kedushin for. The baygus is not bechlal. Shkoyach. He doesn't have the ability to be mekadish. So the Rav adds what you have to say, Pashup Shat, from the Gemara, that we're talking about where the Boigrois, when Mamana, the father, a Shliach, if he finds a Mekadish, to be Mekabal Kedushin for them. And the Loshna, the Rav, from the Gemara is, Leshovik Inish Mitzvah de Ram Yoleh, or Ovid Mitzvah de Lai Ram Yoleh. A father has a responsibility for his daughters that are Birshusoi, that are below age. And he doesn't have a responsibility. It's not mitzvah de ram yoleh for a begeris. Therefore, it's mistaber that he married off the daughter that he has achrayis for. We would say not that way. We would say in today's world, that mistaber, the one who is most worried about is the one who's older. Nebuch, she's already 13. She's getting on in years. Mistaber is mekabel kedusha. Aber in Gemara steht nicht dazai. Lemaisa, if he has three daughters below age, he has a nairu with two ketanois, they all need to get misafik, the Rav says. The lo yadin is mukidish, so that's the Mishnah. Mishnah test. Mishi yesh le shtei kitei bonus mishtei noshim. He has two groups of daughters. He had two wives, two marriages. He has the older group, the younger group. V'omar kidashi is biti agdoilo. I'm giving you in marriage to somebody who's giving her a kedushin, giving him a kedushin, my bigger daughter, older daughter. Ve'eni yedeya, there's a makom this topic, what he means. Eni yedeya im gedoylo, what does gedoylo mean? There are several girls from his daughters that could be referred to as gedoylo. It could mean gedoylo of the gedoylois, the oldest one. That would be the natural way to say, my oldest daughter. But it could be also gedoylo shebektanois. She's the older of the second group. Oiktana sheb gedoylos. You could even stretch the word gedoylo to mean one of the older daughters, which would mean a younger from the older group. Shei gedoylo min agdoylo sheb ktanos. You'll refer to her as gedoylo because she's from a previous marriage, so she's older than even the biggest of the younger from the second marriage. So all these are bechlal, and therefore the Mishnah fears is kul nasus chutz menaktanos shebektanos. Divrei Meir, they're all going to be awesome and sofik, except for the ktanos shebektanos. Now there's really a little bit missing over here, or maybe the ikur is missing over here in the Mishnah. This needs clarification. The Mefarshim talk about this. One way would be to explain this similar to what we had in Mishnah Zayin. Where there the Mishnah said, Kidashti is biti, your father's name, to say he was Mekabal Kedushin for his daughter. Ve'eni yedeh lemi kidashti, he knows who the Mekadesh is, he has one daughter who is eligible, but he doesn't know who the Mekadesh was. So there the halacha is, the fellow who was Mekadesh is name to come and say, I was the one, because he's not changing any Dovah Shebeva status. All he's doing is clarifying. It's clear it was one, not the other. She's only Mekadesh to one person. So a clarification is not a status change. Over here, the father remembers I was Mekadish the Gedoyla. So they're all Bechlal the Shem Gedoyla, like the Mishnah says. The Godl Shem Gedoylois, the Kotl Shem Gedoylois, etc. They're all Bechlal Gedoylois. So all of them are in front of us, Becheskas, at least the Sofik Dovah Shebeerva. Nobody would be Nehmet to say, no. The one I was Mekadish was Rochel, the younger from the older marriage, or whoever else. That they wouldn't be Nehmet. So you could read the Mishnah that way. You could also read that the father said the Lashon, Hare Ani Mekabel Kedushin from you. Well, the Mekadosh said, I'm being Mekadosh your daughter. And he says, I'm giving you my daughter Hagdoyla. What did he mean? Maybe it was the suffix in the Kedushin Alein. So the Gemara makes one cheshmas. We said in the previous parak that there's a concept called Kedushin Shein Mesur and Labio. If somebody's Mekadosh one of two sisters, he can't be married to either one, because if he's married to one, he can't be Mekadosh the other, because it's a sister-in-law. Over here also, Lemaisa, they're all sisters. They're all daughters of the same father. So if there was a Gedoyla, none of them would be eligible for marriage, because the Loshin would create a suffix on all of them. All of them would be Asur and Labi. It's Kedusha Shem, Asur and Labi, and Mele, none of it would be Chal. So the Mishnah has to be talking about a case where it was clear one, and either he forgot, or you say the father died. And we know that he said Dazan Nusach, but the father didn't have a chance to tell us which daughter he was Mekabel Kedushin for. Al-Rabban, this is all the Shita of the Tana Rib Meir. Rib Yoisi Yoy Mekulon Mutarois, Chutz Min HaGdailah Shub Gdailah. When a person says a Lashon, so he doesn't open himself up, what's called the Lashon HaGemara, Le'moch Sinish Nafshe L'Sveika. Life is too important for a person to say things in a way that could be misinterpreted. So Mela, when he said it, he didn't open himself up for a Sofik. Gdailah means the Gdailah, with no mistakes. Gdailah Shub Gdailah. Kidashli is biti aktana ve'eni edem ktana shub ktanois. Similar case. He says biti aktana. Is it the youngest? Is it the younger of the older? The older ktana means from the younger group. She ktana min aktana shub gdolos. Same type of sveke. Kulan asur is chutz min agdolos shub gdolos. She's certainly not a ktana. Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that mochis in ishnafshul sveke and the loshen ktana could mean either or. Except for the Gedalah Shev Gedalah, the Lashon Gedalah can mean all of them, except for Ketana Shev Ketana. So if you see Kedakoi, I make Kulam Mutaris Chutz Min Aktana Shev Ketanois.